It's time for North Posey Viking Basketball. Tonight's broadcast on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com is brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center.
Welcome into North Posey Basketball Coaches Show, live here from North Posey High School, alongside head coach Rusty Seymour. I'm Jordan Fisher. Coach Kolb for the girls basketball team will join us in the second segment. But Rusty, thanks for joining me once again. Coming off a bit of a, I guess you could say, split week. You got the win against Mount Vernon in very dramatic fashion on Wednesday. And then you drop the game against Princeton, a very good Princeton ball club, 52-38. On Saturday, let's start with the Wildcats game. That was a very physical game throughout for both teams. Really, I thought that the officiating did a good job of kind of keeping things under control with how physical it was getting. But you expect that in a rivalry game to come out and have that type of intensity.
Yeah, I honestly don't remember a game where, you know, when we play Mount Vernon, it hasn't been physical. So, you know, I thought the boys responded well. I thought there at the end of the game, we kind of let them back in it, I guess, up 5-6 points there without showing a whole lot of signs of stress, and then went 4 straight possessions with turnovers. So that kind of hurt us, let them back in it. Luckily, we were able to make a play there on a missed free throw, and Austin got the ball back in his hands and was able to hit a buzzer beater to send us into overtime. And then overtime, we kind of just stepped away and ended up winning it by 9. So I thought the boys responded well, other than just a couple minute stretch there at the end of the game to kind of let them back in it. But you know, they didn't give up. They fought back and got it done. So
when you're down by 3 and Peyton's going to the line, of course you need at least one of those free throws no matter what. Was the second free throw an intentional miss, or was that actually just a genuine miss that kind of worked out for you?
No, I think it was a genuine miss that kind of worked out for us. We were talking about it, and I'm like, hey, if you can miss, miss, but, you know, we need points too. You know, we can. I was going to use a timeout if he hit the second one to set up a trap and try to get, because I think we still had 9 seconds left. Mm-hmm. And then maybe even just get a foul if we didn't get the steal to extend the game. But luckily, he missed it, because I told him, I'm like, dude, if you hit that, there's a good chance we lose the game. So it worked out. Ball bounced our way for once, and, you know, Mansfield was able to get that steal and kick it over to Austin to put it in the basket. So, you know, I don't think it was an intentional miss. If you ask Peyton, he may say something different, but he's you know, I'm glad he missed, and I'm glad it worked out the way it did.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's been playing some good basketball ever since you put him in the starting lineup, and I think that's an ode to the entire team as far as you've changed up some roles, you've changed up kind of who's starting, who's not starting, and everyone seems to have responded well to it, and everyone knows they have a place in this team because you only play 7 or 8 players, so no matter whether you're starting or coming off the bench, you're going to have a role and be a crucial part of the team down the stretch.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we've pulled him in. I pulled him in on day one. Actually, it was before day one, the last summer workout, and kind of talked to those top 7-8 guys and said, hey, you know, you're our dudes. You're the guys we're going to roll with. You know, you've separated yourselves from everyone else. And, you know, we don't go real deep on the bench anyway. I'm pretty notorious for going 7 deep. So, you know, we pull those guys in and try to make sure that they're all on the same page. And whether they're starting or not starting, I don't think it matters to a lot of them. But, you know, we got to get production out of all of them. So, you know, to win a sectional, you got to be 7-8 deep and everybody playing pretty consistent. So that's the goal right now.
So now you move forward to the game against Princeton on Saturday. Certainly a very tough opponent. I believe they've only lost 1 game all season long. I think they could be one of the favorites to potentially go to Lucas Oil, or I guess it would be Cambridge. They wouldn't play that game at Lucas Oil, but at Cambridge Fieldhouse, too big of an area for a high school state championship. Well, that'd be a pretty cool atmosphere. So go to Indianapolis potentially for a state championship game. And they kind of came out, I wouldn't say fast. You guys played some very good defense early on, forcing some misses. But they did get out to a little bit of a lead, and it felt like you guys just could never recover from that because of how talented they are as a ball club.
Yeah, you know, they do a good job. Coach Brown is coaching those guys up probably the way he should be. And, you know, they've done a good job. We felt going into the game we didn't really match up well one-on-one, and man-to-man probably wasn't going to be a good option for us. So we played zone 95% of that game, I think, up until the last couple minutes. So we wanted to keep everything packed in and make the shooters – hit contested jump shots to beat us, and we were going to try to keep them off the boards. You know, they're a good offensive rebounding team. You know, that's something they focus on, and I know they work on quite a bit. And we've noticed on film they miss a lot of their first shot. They'll throw something up, and they are really, really good about helping each other out, finding those gaps, getting to the rim to put it back up. So we were going to try to pack everything in and make them beat us over the top. And you know, unfortunately, there to start the game, they hit a couple shots that got them a decent-sized lead. And we know we started to score with them there and kind of keep it somewhat even keel. But, you know, like you said, they got themselves a little bit of a lead, and it was hard to overcome.
Well, and when you have a kid like Edwin Holmes, for example, I think he had hit a couple tough shots on the baseline over top of some good defense. That's just one of those things you have to tip your cap. But I will say, I think Braden Compton – did very, very well against him, challenging him multiple times, not only on offense, but also on the defensive end, really contesting his shot, had a couple blocks as well. I was really impressed with how he's done, and he's been progressing throughout the entire season, it seems.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's been huge for us so far. And we did challenge him this week. We're like, listen, hey, Holmes kind of hurt us the first time we played there in a Toyota Classic, and it was a much closer game then, you know, but we wanted to focus on taking away Holmes. He was the guy that really hurt us. And I thought Braden stepped up and did a good job. And like you said earlier, you know, he did hit a few 12, 15 foot jump shots, which is typically not the case. You know, he likes to score around the basket. So we were okay with it because they were contested jump shots. He just was able to put the ball in the basket on Saturday. So, you know, you kind of tip your cap and say, hey, if you can do that consistently, we'll let you have it. But, you know, Braden stepped up, and I don't remember the points on it, but, you know, I thought he did a pretty good job. I know overall we held them below their scoring average. So, you know, defensively I wasn't upset with them.
So now you're 8-8 on the season, and you got, looks like, 7 games left on the schedule. Now, there is one scheduling change. We talked about it. The game originally scheduled with Evansville Day School on February 5th has been moved because the girls' basketball team will be playing their sectional opening round game up at Forest Park. So that's been moved to the 19th, I do believe,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And then so now you have Pike Central on Thursday. You hit 3 straight road games, Pike Central, Mount Carmel, and Southridge. Just general thoughts on that kind of upcoming stretch you've got.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking forward to getting back on the court. I think going to Pike, going to Mount Carmel, even though they're on the road, you know, those are games that we feel confident that we can go in and win. We're not going to overlook anybody. We're going to show up and play our games. But, you know, they're nothing compared to the two teams we just saw. So we're going to go in. We're going to prepare the boys and try to get back and get on a winning streak here a little bit. And then travel up to Southridge, another really good team in our conference. So we'll see what the boys are made of when we go up there, you know, and then we'll finish with Perry, Tell City, and Gibson. So 2 of the 3 of those are conference. We need to get a couple wins there and try to make sure we can finish with a winning record.
So one final question for you then before we take a break and get Coach Kolb on here. Do you want to get a little bit of an update? Noah Kester was dealing with some shoulder, I think spasms is what they called it, whenever – I was sitting behind your guys' bench watching that game on Saturday. How's his shoulder doing? Did he practice today, or kind of take it kind of easy?
He was at practice. He did a little bit of dribbling and trying to do some stuff. They did some cupping around it, and he still has a pretty good size knot. They're calling it spasms. Jordan, that thing was disgusting. Like it looked like a baseball stuck in his shoulder, and it was pulsating. I think it had knotted up and was spasming at the same time, and it was weird to look at. They kept heat on it and some pressure to try to get rid of it, but it's still swollen, and you can still see the knot in it today. But, you know, we got him with Rob, and he's going to continue to work with her and try to get that thing gone. But, again, we told him we're going to slow play this. We don't want it to linger and be an issue at the end of the season. So we'll give him a few days, let him try to recover. But, you know, we miss a guy like that on the floor, he scores for us and is an outside threat and brings the ball up for us. So, you know, lose him on Saturday, that was not a lot of fun either.
Well, and you've got a little bit of time to kind of get him and his shoulder sorted out a little bit. And I guess I will give you one more final question then. Do you expect anybody to kind of be added in as far as maybe getting to play some extra minutes at Pike Central that you wouldn't expect?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, now with Seth Gentile and his knee getting surgery on, and with Noah maybe potentially being out, we're down to six guys. So, you know, we actually talked to Trey Beaker today, who is the JV point guard, and he's a junior as well. So, you know, an older kid getting a little bit of experience. And with the two games we have coming up, we think it'd be nice to see him on the floor maybe a little bit more for that number seven guy for the next couple games, and maybe give Noah a break and not push that shoulder too much.
Well, I appreciate it, Coach. Good luck on Thursday against Pike Central, and then we'll talk again next Monday, hopefully. Hopefully after a bit of a successful road trip for you guys through a couple games.
Yeah. That'd be great. Thank you.
That is Head Coach Rusty Seymour. We're going to step away for a quick break. We'll come back. We'll be joined by Coach Kevin Cole with the girls' basketball team. Don't go anywhere. The North Posey Basketball Coaches Show continues live for North Posey right here on 98.9 WPIW.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstock, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs: 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Expressway Jeep wants to lead the way with the first and biggest truck sale of 25. Like a new 25 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 with 420 horsepower Hurricane engine. Or a new Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4 with a 6.4 Hemi. Your choice, only $45,390. Only at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 document fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. See dealer for details.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Nix Industrial in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, and machinists. join a fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nix Industrial offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holiday and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Be part of a team that thrives on precision, innovation, and excellence. Browse careers and start your journey with Nix Industrial at nixindustrial.com.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean. It deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or a product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
Welcome back to North Posey Basketball Coaches Show, live from North Posey High School here on 98.9 WPIW. Jordan Fisher now joined by head coach Kevin Cole with the girls basketball team. And coach, you've officially made it through the regular season, 16-6. I think certainly a great first year of your time on the sideline here at North Posey. And now you turn your attention to the sectional 48, which we talked about, and we'll get to in detail here momentarily. But you talked about that's a goal, win the sectional, trying to go further into the tournament than really you could have ever thought of when you first took this program over. But you guys have ended the season on a hot streak. I mean, you've won 8 of your last 9 games. Your one loss is a late addition to the schedule in a very good North Knox team. Your girls are playing about as good as they have been all season long.
Yeah, they are. And it's at a time where we faced a little adversity. You know, our starting point guard, Ellie Joe, goes down with a sprained ankle against Spike Central. Then we have the North Knox game, and then we really took off after that. And it was kind of adjustment on, well, one, North Knox is a really good program, but two, how do we all take on new roles or adjust our role a little bit to fill in for Ellie being down? And they've done an excellent job. I was talking with the coaching staff today, and I didn't get into it with the ladies, but if you look over our last 5 or 6 games, our plus minus on our rebounding has been a huge difference. And, you know, there's one or two games in there where we're plus, you know, maybe 2 or 3 rebounds, but then we've got plus 15, plus 18, plus 17. And so when you don't have your point guard in there to necessarily push the pace, but you're dominating the offensive rebounding and the defensive rebounding, it's just made a huge difference. And so, and that's something we talk about. We track rebounds, you know, we want to win the offensive rebounding battle. It means we get more second chance points and we give up less. And also it's good to see that paying off here at the end of the year. Also really high numbers in assists. So we're moving the ball well, and our turnovers are trending in the right direction. And so all good things, which is all leading to good play at the end of the year, which is where we want to be. So,
So now let's take a look at the sectional 48. Of course, you're matched up with Evansville Modern Day, and we talked about it on last week's show. Probably you and Modern Day being the top two favorites, I would say, in the sectional, especially when you look at the Sagarin ratings. But you had played Modern Day earlier this season and got that win 64-50 here at North Posey. What are you expecting from the Wildcats as far as maybe a different curveball or a different look that you could see that they didn't maybe show in the first game?
Well, quite a few of the teams that we play, Coach Lucius' team's no different, like to play man-to-man. And you watch them on film, and I think, you know, we've got a lot of speed and we create some matchup problems, if you will. And so some of these teams that we've watched on film and like to play man-to-man have been going to 2-3. Now, you know, when the teams play 2-3 against us, it slows us down for a little bit, but we get in our groove and we're still scoring 55, 60 points against it here at the end of the season. And so we think that's enough to win a basketball game. It's more of a focus on the defensive end, and we think we match up really well with Modern Day, even with the bigger lineup. The last time we played them was the first time Mallory Lewigs didn't start all season, and I think we started Kylie. I'm not for sure, but we went with just an overall larger lineup. And that paid dividends. Now, Mallory, she played a lot. She was in there at the end when we need to control the rock. And she did a really good job. We're in the same situation here. Ellie Jo, she's coming back from injury. She's ready to go. Not for sure if we'll start her and Mallory together or not. But if we need to go with the bigger lineup like we did the first time against Modern Day, that's the lineup we've been using and playing really well. And so we think we're ready. And so as far as curveballs go, you know, if you try to throw too many curveballs out there, you confuse your team. And so I think Coach understands that, Coach Wagner. But, you know, they may come out in the press or a 1-2-2 and all things that we're ready for. We do a good job, again, moving the ball and being unselfish. And so I'm not worried about too much. More of us, it's the bus ride. Is what I'm worried about. Yeah. And they got to make the same bus ride. You know, I think they travel we probably travel similar distances, us maybe a little further.
Maybe a little less construction.
Yeah, yeah. And so who gets off the bus and is ready to go?
Yeah.
If we're ahead in the first quarter, you know, that's a good sign. So
obviously it's one game at a time at this point because your next loss will be your final game of the season. It is win or go home at this point of the season, but looking a little bit ahead, and I'm sure you have to do this as a coach, less so for the girls, but, you know, you're keeping them focused on task at hand. But you would play the winner of South Spencer and Forest Park, who you played earlier this past week. So what did you kind of gather from those two matchups, if you gathered anything at all that you think might translate over to a potential rematch for one of those two teams?
Well, with South Spencer, you know, they played back-to-back nights with us. They had their senior night and then came here the next night. And so playing them, when we played them, you could tell they had tired legs. And so us getting them up and down the court was an obstacle, a small one, but you could see they were getting worn down. And so the next time we play them, they're going to have a day off between games. And so they're going to be a little fresher, and they like to get up and down the court. They also play a 2-3 zone. Against us, and we did a good job of pressuring them in the backcourt, keeping their lead guard from bringing the ball across so somebody else had to organize their offense, the same thing that we did against Modern Day the first time we played them. You know, Izzy Like was getting frustrated a little bit. There was a lot of contact in that game. She probably wasn't getting the calls that she needed to get, but it was advantageous for us. And so somebody else brings the ball across the court, and, you know, we're dealing with young high school athletes. When you disrupt their routine, whether it's in the classroom or at home or on the basketball court, you make them think and you make them slow down, and sometimes you struggle. And so that's what we're trying to do. We're going to have to do the same thing if we play Forest Park. We played up there our last game of the season the other night, and they did a really good job of slowing the game down, taking care of the basketball, looking for some back cuts and run their offense and trying to get all of our bodies defensively up north of the free throw line so then they could set up some room to operate underneath the basket. And so if we play that team again, if we play Forest Park, we're going to have to talk about our help side defense and crowd in the lane and understanding what we're trying to do and then keep ball pressure on them where, you know, we match up really well with them. They've got some size, but our speed, and again, Ellie was coming off the bench that night, but our speed is definitely something to be contended with, and we want to keep the ball pressure on so they can't just sit out there and hold it. And, you know, we talked that night at halftime. We got to be able to win a game in the 40s. And multiple teams are going to do that when we're trying to press and get up and down the court and create more possessions and score in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. A lot of the teams that we play don't want to play that style of basketball. They're going to come down. They're good under ball pressure, and they're going to hold them and, you know, space the court and then get us in an unfavorable position and try to drive and get to the rim. And that's exactly what North Knox does, but they play at a more up-tempo. They're getting out and running, but when their half-court offense comes down the court, they spread it out. They've got five guards and break you down and get you in uncompromising positions and then get layups. And so it was good to see that we could win that kind of game. But those are the two main styles there from South Spencer and Forest Park that we're going to have to contend with. And again, we played very well in both those games, competed for rebounds, outsized against Forest Park at their place on senior night. So it was a physical game. It was a fun game to be a part of. Coach up there has got a really good program, and they, you know, one senior, a lot of size. They're going to be fun to watch the next couple of years. So
I know that you guys have probably done as much as you're going to do schematically. You know, you've mentioned you're going to play your style game regardless. You don't want to throw too many curveballs. But how has practice been not only today, and how will practice be you envisioned for tomorrow leading into the game on Wednesday?
So usually we start off with getting loose, stretching out, having time to talk, get the school day out of our system so we can focus. And then we get up and down the court, get some shots up. We did something similar today, being that, you know, we are throwing a couple of wrinkles in there. If you're paying attention, you may see them. If they work, they work. If we run them appropriately, they may work. One thing about coaching, and you can draw up a play and they don't run it the right way and we still score and you look like a genius, or you can draw up a play and it works great and they throw the ball off somebody's forehead and you don't look like a genius. And that's part of it. But we've added some things in. They were very receptive to the two or three little wrinkles we added in today. They did a really good job at it. And so I think it'll be successful. We may see him against modern day. We may not, just depending on how the flow of the game's going. You know, when you go back and watch game film, there's certain plays that we ran against them that we didn't run against the next team, or vice versa. And so, you know, we may have to create or add in the wrinkles, or we may just run a different series of out-of-bounds plays because we hadn't ran it against them the last time we played. But it went really well, so we did that. We started off practice getting loose and then going over out-of-bounds stuff. Then we got a lot of shots up, and then we went through some of our main offenses that we want to see, made sure we're all on the same page and what shots we're looking for and who's starting in what position so we can get those shots and create those shots for one another. And it was a good day. It was lighthearted. We had a short practice on Friday. Got shots up for maybe 20 minutes and watched a little bit of film on modern day. Gave them off Saturday, so we had off Saturday and Sunday. Then, you know, you could tell they were reinvigorated, if you will. The chatter was back at practice today, and it wasn't there on Friday.
Rested and ready to go.
Yep.
Want to talk about one player in particular, and that's Alyssa Heath. She's now, I believe, 7 points away from joining the 1,000-point club. Just in your experience, you're only going to coach her for 1 year, but we've talked a little bit off the air, too, just about what you've seen from her. Just discuss a little bit about what you've seen from Alyssa and where she kind of stands as far as North Posey girls basketball history goes in your mind.
Well, so I was talking with Chris the other day before our game at Forest Park, and he gave me a stat sheet that he had dug up, and she's sitting around sixth or seventh on all-time scoring here at North Posey. If you add in the where North Posey and New Harmony kind of combined, she's in the top 10. I don't know exactly where she falls in that. So as far as Posey County is concerned, and not talking about Mount Vernon, but she's one of the best scorers that we've had in the county for women's sports. And, you know, she had some injuries over the last couple of years. She didn't play complete seasons. You know, one game here, one game there, a couple games last year. And so, you know, you put her at her scoring average, you could add another 100 points to her column there. And so she's going to be upwards of 1,000 points or more, hopefully, by the time we finish all this. As far as what she brings to our team, a level of maturity, it's been huge. She's vocal. She speaks her mind. and she's been an excellent leader. I couldn't have asked for anybody better. And, you know, the girls that we have at the junior level coming up, they're the same way. Like all the girls in this program, some of them are becoming young leaders. And, you know, our JV point guard, Izzy Hallam, is learning how to talk and direct traffic. And some of the younger girls are as well, but they're learning that from Alyssa. And she's speaking up in the huddles and the timeouts. She's taking coaching. And sometimes it's flirted with being criticism that, hey, you're not doing this the way we need it done. And she's accepted that role and went back out there and worked really hard. There's been some times where her and I have had talks in the timeout in front of everybody that you're better than that. I need you to dominate this. And she's went back out there and gave us an A-plus effort. And usually I challenge her on the defensive end that, you know, one of the games, and I don't remember which one it was, but actually it might have been the Evansville Christian game. I told her if she doesn't start talking on defense, she's going to sit next to me the whole second half. And she started communicating more on defense, but she started dominating offensively. Mm-hmm. And it was just getting her engaged in the game. And so she's been great at that. And she's also been a good teammate as far as stepping up. And there's been some times, and, you know, Ellie Joe in our last game, she's coming back, filling her void and getting back into the hang of things. And we're trying to run a play. Team's not organized. I call timeout. What player are we running? A couple of them are on one page, and Ellie thought we were running something else. And, you know, she's our leader on the floor. She's our point guard. And so I brought up, you know, Ellie, how are we going to know what play we're in? You think we're in this, and the rest of us are in this if you're not speaking up. Mm-hmm. And that's on you. And Alyssa was like, all right, we got it. And I had some tone in my voice. I wasn't happy. Like, we need to get these things cleaned up. And, you know, whether she's coming off an injury or not, I have high expectations for all these young ladies, especially the point guards. They've got to be the leaders on the floor, and that's something we've worked on. And I don't call a whole lot of plays. I want them to call the ones. If you call the play, then I know you know it and your teammates know it, and there's a better chance of us running it successfully. And so I leave that up to them. And that's the fun part of the game, getting out there and playing it as well. But I had some tone in my voice. And, again, Alyssa stepped up. We got it. We're good to go. They went back out there, executed, and got us a basket. And so just that sort of leadership I couldn't have asked for anything better. And so it helps. You know, sometimes you get leadership and they're not the best athlete, or they struggle to score, but they can defend. Well, she does it all really well. And so, you know, I've never coached a player with this level of talent scoring 1,000 points. You know, I've coached some very good basketball players, and had a lot of talent, but top 10 at a school, that's something special. And so we're going to cherish it. Hopefully she gets to 1,000 points on Wednesday night. We can get it out of the way, and she can set her sights on the next goal. But I know everybody on our team, that's a team goal for us. This is a team-oriented group. It's a team-oriented community. And so we'll get those 8 points out of the way, and then hopefully roll on to a victory against Mater Dei.
Yeah, so upcoming schedule, obviously you guys have Mater Dei on Wednesday. Hopefully when we talk on Monday again next week, it's after a sectional championship.
I hope so.
That'd be pretty cool. And yep, just the upcoming schedule for everyone listening, Chris will have the call of the game on Wednesday. That is at 5:30 Central Time, so he'll probably go on the air about 10 minutes before then. If you do end up winning that game, you'll play on Friday night at 7 o'clock Central Time, give or take some time, depending on how the first game goes. Chris will have the call of that one, as well as the championship on Saturday. Should you reach that, that would be a 6:30 Central Time tip-off. Again, you can hear all those games right here on 98.9 WPIW. Thanks, Coach, for joining me. Good luck this weekend, and again, hopefully we're talking on Monday after a sectional championship.
Definitely. I appreciate you having me on all year, too.
So that's Coach Kevin Cole with the girls basketball team. That'll wrap up this edition of the North Posey Basketball Coaches Show, live from North Posey. Thank you for tuning in here on 98.9 WPIW.
You've been listening to North Posey Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. Stay up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW.